Zayin Mesachim, Rosh Hashanah, Vav Tishrei, Heitav Shin, Mem Vav, September 22nd,
1985, on Sunday. Can you call me? The question is, how do we know that there has been some exactly? So, Abaya said, because there is a possible Shiva's young children wasn't the Kaliqa. And then there is another problem, So the possible Shiva's young children wasn't the Kaliqa. And why is that not one year should you have comments in the Kaliqa? And then it says, Abayim, a little bit of you saying, that you have to make the Ashbosa, assuming the condition means the fifth thing. So there is a portion of the day when you have gathered information. So in order to dispose of that stira, that inconsistency, you have to say that the condition is reference to the 14th. The 14th. So Mela in the fifth thing. So the fifteen is completely devoid of possession of him. That's about it. Then Tony Rabbi Shmuel has another one. Tony Rabbi Shmuel Tome Mutsingi Dalajin Polish that vision itself. Without any riots because of an apparent inconsistency and otherwise an apparent inconsistency between the Prophet of Shiva's young clearly was in the faith on one hand and vision by Jesus saying the faith on the other. But see the dollars in coalition, the rich in dollars in La Hede. So there, vision is spelled out as referring to the 14th, the Gabi Akovas called Pesach. But we see that was a lachish. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok omar, we see in the Mikor omar. The omar kor, we see not of the valley. Hakidim odom, we see in Radito, that was mentioned by the Rebbein Shalom. Imaran Vue, to Yiyek, through the tempest, because he had complained against the Ashkoche, why he suffered so much. So the Rebbein Shalom said to him, you know why this is so, why that is so. Were you born before the Malishim? Why do you try to understand the mysteries of the universe? So, what does the mission of the world mean? Before, Arbaim Ovishen means the day before the Yom Tefot of Pesach. Alamato, Kachin Lachem Arbaim Ovishen, Lachem Arbaim Ovishen, Kolam Hashma. Ovishen means the day before the Yom Tefot. Seven should follow. It's a Kachin Ovishen means Eretz Yikes Yepet Yedewet, it's not so. Shana also, Exibus Machos and Jehovah Shigashim, Mashvi Shir Chad, Afrishin Vishin Chad. So in other words, there we have a special view that Vishin doesn't mean the day before the Yom Tov, but it means the first day of the Yom Tov. But otherwise, when we have no Yom Tov, in a stand, Vishin means the day before. So you know, it's a passion. And here we also have a view, a similar view. man sieht aber immer ist es auf der Suche und wenn sie das in die Maske fällt und sie wird es auch nicht in der Woche man muss ja morgen man muss mal sagen und ich werde dann auch nicht mehr nach der Zwische in general mean to be for but Rishay said means the first day, not the day before. He said, yeah. But here the Torah says, hold Rishay, with the hate. So it's the first. We need the first Rishay. First day of them. The first day idea emphasizes that it's the day before the 7 days of Sukkot. Because of the hate. So even though the Torah says Yim Rishon and Yim Shmi, but since there is a book Uvayoyim Mashmi, so in other words, that means that the 8 day is added to the previous days. How neto? So that's why the Torah has to mention the hay to emphasize the how neto. So the question is, why would I have a Sabbath item that in spite of the fact that the Torah mentions in Rishon Shabbos and in Shmini Shabbos, all the other Chalmei days are included because of the Bob Macy, so let the Torah not mention the Bob and not the Hay. So if you won't mention Bob, if one of you was there to mention Hay, we will go to Sue Hosom the Sea by Hayashichi, by Innovation of the Sea. Ishi, Koramashma! Simbazo, genau wie wir es sehen, aber alle Schriftstellen, die Bullen, die für die Tonne, die wären die Schmuer. Die Tonne wären die Schmuer, genau wie wir es sehen, die Tinochname, die Frische ist Menschen. Together with the whole thing of Yonko, right here, when it's mentioned, Shiva's Yonin, when it says, Shiva's Yonin matches the Chayim, and then Rishon is mentioned in conjunction with Shiva's Yonin, so then the ordinary meaning of Rishon is the Rishon before the 7 days, because it's mentioned together with the 7 days. So what the soul vision generally means, the vision before the 7 days. But then you ask the Kashe, how about the Kashe and the Inavishin and the Inavishin for Kedesh, there is also mentioned together with the 7 days of Yom Tov, and still the Inavishin doesn't mean the day before the 7 days, but it means the first day of the 7 days. So they are very special portion. Elohim is Shreisha Hushay. The Boilei is the Tonic of the Revolution. The Tonic of the Shmuel is Shreisha Hushay. That's why it is mentioned with the Hey idea. Why? Because there is a special, the Torah wants to emphasize a special significance of the first day. In other words, the war for observing three rishis. Which three rishis? One rishon is rishon for Kedesh Yisrael, that is mentioned in connection with faith. And one of rishon is the rishon for Kedesh, that is mentioned in connection with Sukkot. And one Hodishay is the Hodishay mentioned in connection with Ruach, who are Kachta of Kandayi Hodishay. So all these visions are emphasized with the idea. What is the idea? In other words, it is special time. When we say Shulchan, pay anything, say Hashulchan, that pay it, the particular pay it. So we say, when we say Hodishay, it doesn't mean just first day. There is special significance, the first day. Why? Because by observing the first day of Pesach, and by observing the first day of Sukkot properly, in a true way, and by observing the Sukkot on the first day, so then you will get a certain reward. What reward? So, is Hashem Shalishim Zohar Hashem Shalishim. The Hashem Dari Shalishim with Binyam is an Yidosh Hashem Shalishim. I suppose that the three visions correspond, the order of the three visions correspond with the order of the three visions in the Hashem Dari Shalishim and Binyam is an Yidosh Hashem Shalishim. The Hashem Dari Shalishim is also called Hashem. The being is an idol and also operation. The seed is a public nomination, making the shame, which means of Mashiach, the seed of the vision is in the name. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's try to understand. Hochaname hoxi bahai kogutei. She does so many things, some of the vision in the street. Also, I'm going to take your vision of the אבל שמו בעלו הוא מפור ראשון, הוא קודם תונה בגלל הנשמוע. נבואת, הוא מתחתו לכם בגלל הנשמוע. It doesn't mean just Joseph means just the first day. It means the reshape, which is special significance. Of course, it's the first day. It amounts to the same thing, the first day. But it has special significance, the first day, because there's a reward for observing properly the first day of Pesach by extending from Lochet. In the first day of Pesach, there's a reward for observing properly in Bavim Lochet, the first day of Pesach, and there's a reward for observing properly the Yitzchak of Yud in addition. So then we can aspire towards a victory over our labor. That's half the Zarish Reza. Zarish Reza means Amalek. It didn't mean Reza. It means Amalek. Amalek was a grandson of Reza, Eliphaz. Eliphaz. Amalek was Eliphaz's son. So, with the Pelegish of Eliphaz. So, and then also we can aspire towards the building of the Mishnah and the Shmish Mashiach. What is the Shmish Mashiach? Shmish Mashiach means the idea of Mashiach, the idea of Geula, Geulas Yisrael. Now, it seems to me that the three items, Machin, Zarish, and Yisrael, in being with Amidor Shmish Mashiach, correspond in accordance with the three visions mentioned in the Torah. So, one vision is Vayimo Vision Chokidesh in connection with Pesach. So the reward for observing properly the first day of Pesach in respect to the Lochet is that we'll be able to attain a victory over Amalek. As a reward for observing properly the first day of Sukkot in the Alpha Lochet, so we will be able to build the Sanhedrin open. And as a reward for being the kind of mitzvah we have to name of Hashem, so we'll be able to aspire towards the idea of Geulas Yisrael. Now, what does it mean? I think it means something very simple. It means not that is the whole meaning. The meaning is much more profound, but just superficial of that meaning. In other words, what does the first day of Pesach celebrate? What do they celebrate? It celebrates the exodus of the Israelites from Shibud Mitzrayim. From Shibud Mitzrayim. So, in other words, chaos. The idea of chaos. I mean, who doesn't speak highly of chaos, of liberty? I mean, that's on the lips of everybody. Ibn Arafat Mashmei only talks about freedom. I mean, the PLO is called the Palestinian Liberation Organization. You see, so everybody talks about freedom. Who doesn't talk about freedom? I mean, even the people who lynch other people, they only talk about freedom, you know. In the name of freedom, they lynch. I mean, certain blacks, not the civilized blacks, but certain wild blacks, so lynch other blacks in the name of freedom. But that's not the chaos that we celebrate on Pesach. The chaos is celebrated on Pesach. So in other words, we observe fully the first day of Pesach in respect to Lochet, and we delve into the meaning of chaos, so then we'll be able to aspire towards the victory over Zarish Amalek, what does it mean? Over the ideology of Amalekius. What is the idea of chaos of the Torah? That is vis-a-vis the ideology of aber Moretius hat Frieden. Arafati macht Schmelde, so also talks about Frieden. Well, he just, he had a hold of the Jews, of the Jews celebrate on the first day of Pesach. So if we observe Pesach properly, and if we understand the message of Pesach, of Chaos, so in other words, of the true evening, the ruling we have seen, the Akshat Kevona, not okay, that Chaos doesn't mean just political equality, one man, one vote, very nice, one man, one vote. But that's not the whole essence of freedom, one man, one vote. That's not the whole message of freedom, one man, one vote. According to the latest results of the research in the problem of AIDS, so it's got to say that AIDS originated 4 years ago in Africa. And where did it originate? It originated in the 90s. But the civilized, some of the civilized people in Africa had relations, sexual relations with monkeys. So mainly it spread to the men in Africa, and then it was transported, it's one world today. So it was transported to America, to Europe, to San Francisco, all over. So one man, one vote is a very nice idea, one man, one vote. But that's not the essence of Chaos, one man, one vote. Chaos means much more than one man, one vote. You have to become a spiritual free man. Not just politically free. Politically free, I can drop you down and kill other people. I have right to vote, so does that mean that I'm free? I can still be a slave. So this chus of celebrating the idea of chaos as it is implicit in the Yom Tov of Pesach, not just chaos haguf, but chaos hanefesh as well, so then we can aspire towards victory over the ideology of Amalekius, of that spurious concept of chaos that consists only in political equality. And how about human life? I said in the speech today that one of this benefit in which Senator Henry Jackson was present, he was the guest speaker at the time. So I mentioned that at the same time there were two liberation movements. At the same time. I mean, there was an interval of a few years, I mean, 15 years, an interval of 40, 15 years. The American Revolution in 1776, and the French Revolution in 1791, when was it? So they both proclaimed liberty, but there is a difference in the expression. The Americans, who were, steeped, because of the Puritans, so they were steeped in the biblical tradition, so they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So the first thing that they mentioned, first of all, they mentioned the creator of the Ben Shalom, the declaration of independence. Man is endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights in which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The French revolutionaries were also idealists, maybe revivalists, French revolutionaries. But they didn't mention it as a name, because most of them were atheists. They were not steeped in the biblical tradition as the Puritans were. So, and then they didn't mention life. Liberty, equality, and fraternity. Unfortunately, today, all the liberation movements do not put any emphasis upon the right to life. There is no such right to life. Why? In the name of freedom, you can kill and lynch and do everything. Why? Because revolutionaries today, including even certain reverends like Jesse Jackson, they are not steeped in the biblical tradition. So their liberation, their aspiration towards freedom, it coincides with the aspiration of the French revolutionaries, not the American revolutionaries. And you see one difference, you see. The American Revolution accomplished something. It established a country in which there is security and equality. Even now, French Revolution took place in 1791, but in one decade. I mean, why do I say in one decade? A few years after the revolution in 1794, I think, so Robespierre became the ruler of France, and then he started, he introduced the Reign of Terror with the guillotine, and he sent to the guillotine, not the nobleman, he didn't send to the guillotine. He didn't send to the guillotine, that king's cowards. And the same thing happened in Russia. The liberation movement in communist Russia conformed to the liberation movement in France. So whom did they kill? Mostly their own colleagues. Why? Because their liberation movement was not steeped in the biblical tradition. And we didn't mention God's name, God had nothing to do with freedom. You see, when President Reagan talks about freedom, so he says, it's their God-given right. But when Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, talks about freedom, he never mentions that. Never. Some reverend is. He could be a wonderful reformer by Jesse Jackson. So, he didn't mention God's name. So, they don't recognize the right to life. Who has the right to life? Who has the right to life? The revolutionaries. The guerrillas in El Salvador, so they kidnapped the daughter, just like that. No one has a right to life, but one man, one vote, that's the basic right. Right to life, not. But political equality, that yes. That's a perversion. It's a perversion of the concept of freedom. Unfortunately, today's world, I mean, all the media people, in America, I mean, they all aspire towards the freedom of the French Revolution. Very seldom do we see someone who aspires towards the freedom of the American Revolution. Life is not mentioned. Who mentions life among the freedoms? Political equality. Everybody is correct. And even me. If he participates in barbarities, he also should have the right to vote. Without any exception. So this is what you know I said. So, as a reward for self, for observing demolition in Caucasus of Pesach, so if we absorb the message of Pesach, of Chaos, of true freedom, so then we can aspire towards a victory over the ideology of Amalek, over the freedom concept of an Arafati machine. And then, as a reward for observing the Kodesh of Sukkot, we can aspire towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what does Beis HaMikdash symbolize? What kind of Mikdash means a house that is dedicated to Hekdesh. That's the concept of Hekdesh. The concept of Hekdesh is expressed in the Pasuk L'Hashem Ro'or Ratzonei, that everything belongs to Hekdesh. As it mentioned in the Torah, Tein Yim Shaloch, Sha'ato V'Shaloch Shaloch, it's Hekdesh! Mikdash is the place where Makot Kavanis. What does Kavanis mean? Hekdesh, everything you know. And it's true, when Hashem and same origin, they got everything went to that. But the beginning of Shalom turned over the earth to men. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. The Ora, the Ora, the Ora, it's not something with Neoro. But the Adam is what? It's first deeds. So, a trustee is title. But that doesn't mean that a trustee can abuse his title over this trust estate. He has to fulfill certain obligations. He has to carry out the terms of the trust. True. And Hashem Oras Yileo, everything belongs to God, because the Rebbeinu Shalom turned over the earth to men under certain terms. And we have to comply with the terms of the Tehim Shaloi, Shato Shalom. Shalom, Shalom. That's the concept behind being in this Hamidash. And what does the holiday of Sukkot similar? Sukkot in Jew is required to live, to give up for 7 days to Matar, the comfortable home, and to dwell in booths which is not protected against rain, against storm, against the elements of nature. In order to impress upon our minds and upon our hearts that we are not real residents, real Israel. Real Israel. In other words, that we are here. Kol Israel be Israel, the Torah says, Yeshiv Basukis. Let every Israel, those Jews who think they are Israel, they are well established, they have security. And if the day is Sukkot, you know, in ancient Jewry, in ancient times, when everything was founded on the cultural factors, so that was the time when men could feel secure. When we gathered, you know, the crack of the wood, the crack of wine, the grain, the cows, we felt secure for the whole year. So for us, it's a wish for us. Let them go out in the comfortable home. Let them realize that this residency on earth is more or less an illusion. Every, in final analysis, everyone is an alien, is a geyer. That Ezra says in Spiro Shantuni, the geyer is derived from the term gar geyer. A seed. You see? A seed. If you throw a seed underground, so sometimes it happens that seed will sprout forth a tree. But many seeds are just get lost in the midst of the elements of nature. So many times, you might sprout forth, you might get through, but you see out and smile without divine guidance and divine assistance, he cannot establish in his office any residency. That's the motive of the Sukkot. And I am a vision for Kiddush. So, as a reward for understanding, for absorbing the message of the Sukkot, that we are all giving, and only with the help of God we can establish an attitude of Israelis, of diversity, the residency on earth, of establishing roots on earth, so it can inspire the building of the Samidash, because the Samidash is dedicated to the idea of Hashem Oratz and Leo, and Shemayim, Hashem Oratz and Leo, but as a trust, to do certain things, then Mishneishan Moshiach is a reward for absorbing the message of the Kachem Ulchem Vayim Orisha. Vayim Orisha. I won't mention much topic here. That Sukkot, on one hand, the motive of Sukkot is a universalistic motive. נראה את עומד, עומד הגר עומד. On the other hand, the motive of the Dalit meaning of the Tachman in Malisha is to be Sameach with, as the Rambam in the Bukhan explains it, to be Sameach with our home, with our land, the pre-Tzodom that we have. In other words, why the Jew has to realize that he is not an Ezroch, but at the same time, the Jew has to aspire towards a Madikum of Ezroch in his food. He has to have his own home. He cannot be, a gear in the lands of other countries who are hostile to the Jewish people. He has to have his own land in his own state. So that's the idea of Moshiach, of Kilas Yisrael. So as a reward for absorbing the message of the Kachmas of the Moshe, so we inspire towards the idea of Gula, of the Shmi, of Gulas Yisrael, the Shmi Shemesh. Now the Rashi. Sagen wir nicht, wie es alle in der Pesach, wie es alle in der Kade, wie es über, Schenko, Schen, Zoffel, Schen, Schen, Schen. Pesach war dein Kometskai. Wie sich hat er Komet? Wie schiebt das Pesach? Zmanu mit Trila Sheba, Schilbena Abayim, Shekronete Chamo in Satchios. So, why is the Efter Chatzoy, this is called Bena Abayim. Why is it called Bena Abayim? So, the Menezre, in the Mishmiz. So, explains it. Mezor Bam, that it means between sunsets. In a certain sense, at noon, there is also a sunset. Not the same sunset that we have when the evening starts. That's the time when the sun sets below the horizon. But at noon, the sun tends to set towards west. Until the sun is visible in the east, in the eastern direction. And then afternoon, it's visible in the western direction. So the sun starts setting from the eastern direction to the western direction. What's called the eastern direction, the western direction? Every person is the center of the earth. You know, or the center of the earth. So if he goes outside, right at the 12, at the warm day, the city time. So we see that the sun is just a little west of the center of his head. So that's holding our by. So we see that coming to Shita Spesha, Zmanu Mitchila Sheva, Shubin Abai, Shekwamite Hamon Sashir. So neither I say, you can be makri become Pesach at 12 standard time. 12, not 12:30. Yochan bin Fili Komalanamine, Slay Sidavon, Mishkare Kaisle, Dahine, Mechatei Seile. Mechatei Seile, why you say Slay Sidavon, she more accurate, Slay Siditzchok, when Avon was Misaki Shachis, and Ditzchok was Misaki Minche. Here, we are talking about Minch. This man of Shachis is not a moon. Rashi and Gemara were not such Hasidim, they were not fit to daven Shachis. That's it. Esther Chatzeis. So, that's it. Why do you say Sleisi Davron? You should say Sleisi Mitzvah. Mechimesh Rekis. The Hayim Chatzeis Leile. Die Gamrinen in Ehe, die Schritte Satomi, die Trilasche, die Kaschlen Hosomi, Masnissen Tomi, Nischad, Michel, Scholz, so, Wild, Trotteri, so, die Kupfe, Offer der Kommentomi, die Trot, die Schanlon, Schanlon, die 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 Schanlon, because with Rabbonon, so they had to be marked the common Tommy at 12:30, not at 12. Why? Because this man of values, so it wasn't so customary for everyone to have a watch, you know, you can look at the watch and see the exact time. So maybe they had to determine the time on the basis of the suit that was formed on the walls of the Bissanidus. And on account of the fact that the case of the Bissanidus were very wide, so they didn't see any suit formed from the rays of the sun, you know, until half an hour afternoon. So because of that, the Chachamim and Sake, the Tomis of the Nabayim did not be Nishad before 12:30. That's in the Rabbanon, but in the Halsim, it's in the Nakhi, the Tomis of the Nabayim at 12, because that's already the Nabayim. Now, since Phyllis is negative in the Phyllis is negative in the some way, just for the Kamtoni, the Rabbonim, had to be Michael. That's the 12:30, so Michael cannot happen before 12:30 either. And today that we have the election, so it's 1:30. Fasten. Kasha must be seen from this situation. So in Channel 1, Channel 2, it's on English. In the Chavne, Rochbun, Tachem, Eri, so when Shachar don't see any blackness on the walls, any soot on the walls, the soot results from the rays of the sun. So Achishna. So Rabbi Amorah, we see Shachar from the Zitri, we see Shachar Pesach that dying from the Kayo. So that means, and when can we start shaking the Pesach? At 12 o'clock, we can either say 12 o'clock we can start chanting the Pesach. So that means that the Tzchomot is already also to be possessed. Because that's why the Torah says, if you didn't get rid of the Chomet, that you're not allowed to possess, so then you cannot check the Kol Pesach. Then you call Chav Dechav Tishochim Tishochim. Maybe the Pshat is the moment he decides to share the compressor, so then he's not allowed to have any chomet in his possession. But if he decides to share the compressor at 5 p.m., so then he can possess chomet until 5 p.m. Every person, until the moment he is marked with his compressor. The Lord says, no. Man shchit amaran. And when is man shchit amaran? I say, at 12 o'clock. So maybe. So that's the time when Chometz is also to be blessed. They may call Chavi Chavi by a son of the person we are doing. We shall never be paid Chavi. But she took a lot of money, we hope to go in the soil, and there's money, and there's money. We call his mom, and she will show me the whole, and school, and his mom, and I hope to go out. The same, okay, as a אחרים יעבים ומשתזיסים בתייכם, ורוצים תומלוך אלויות בהם, ורוצים לעבור איש ימלוך. אין בית קודנה גדעון, אין מצום מוטה על צריך ונפש, ודס, אם דוי צריצה ותסנק רך נפש, אין איזה לא תמצאו, אבל כי זה ישחיל כאן מדינות, בדרך של איתו צריך, חוטרו, שלום צריך, סומילה, how can it be visualized? On the 15th, it's also, the loch is also, only terrible nefesh. The case in the years of the case mentions the time of a Bible. Harini Abu. לעבור שאין צעירים, והכל שפסון יופי דומת, הרי יש לי בעבור שכמה, אכל השקטה לוחת שאין צעירים, מקצסים יורי, ובנום זה נשאר משאירו, פוליסקה, ואחר זה מה שמחשך שאירו, ועל כוח אחד לא נוסף שאתה עכשיו, נמצאים משכח על אכל אכל, בי לבק, רשם אצלנו, why do you need אך, without אך, in other words, seeing the Torah says, you know, this is as we should say, you know, they can. So, how can the reference to the 15th be the reference to the 15th? So part of the 15th, he has come into his possession. So he's in there. So without that, so he could deduce the Torah. Why do you enter in Zohar? So Rashi says here, Milabach, Ito Nena, so then we could say that there is no need of that peace on the body. But the rest, after all, you are not allowed to possess Chometz, any portion of the 15, any portion of the 15, so how can you be kind of mitzvah of that peace on the 15? If you destroy the Chometz and the 15, so part is more portion of the 15 before you destroy the Chometz, so you had Chometz in your possession. So he said, no. You love a hit in the name of Vishnina Shmoshe. She has all as a lady. I shall go home and say, lady, do you may surely call me sure. And so the question is very strong. What's the name? As much as he's of the kings of the Kalayla. So Monefsha, if Klapishmai is Gaim, then the Nashmoshe, the interval between she and his opponent, whatever it is, doesn't make any difference. Whether it's 18 minutes, whether it's half an hour, it's 72 minutes, it's 90 minutes, whatever the interval, but there is a certain interval of the Nashmoshe. So Monefsha, that's such a case of trial, someone is he's Rabbi Shmai, he's guided at the chain. So then, you know, this is like, he should say on the paper, if it means the Nashmashis, it means the 14th. And if Rabbi Shmai is guided at that interval is Lilo, so then, obviously, it means the 15th. So then the question arises, so he was already in there. We deem that initial portion of the 15th. From Shia to Tzitzit Chobi and Gaul Roy Gaul Motze. So why is the Nashmoshe? He says, without Ach, we could say, the name of Vishay the Nashmoshe, she was Chos Hayim. So Vishay in the congregations, we learned it before the Pinskas, you know, Says in Surah Al-Qaqadah, you only see Ah, the Sunni coming, Ah, all at Qaq. So according to this verse, you see, according to Rashi, so the mitzvah of Tal Pisu, the Kima mitzvah of Tal Pisu, is given in Manisha, before Chatzis, which are officials, not Lach Chatzis, because Lach Chatzis, when it's already in Manisha, even before Yom, Eric Yom. So, it cannot be kind of this because it starts gathering the wood and making of the fire at great noon. So it will take you 5 minutes to burn the chametz. So the first 5 minutes after Chatzis, he'll have chametz in his possession. So in order not to be able even for 1 minute, so you must do it before this money is sold. But the problem is, yes, the needs of the issue of the economy is that the lack of money is sold. So the question arises, so the money is sold. So in Zaydi and the issue, the first 2 minutes after 12, if he starts, you know, making the fire and collecting the hummets, you know, at 12 noon, so it's okay, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Until he has the fire ready and he has the chametz accumulated. Maybe it will take him an hour. So we'll be even in that hour for processing chametz. The answer is, he's not either any easier. If he, at 12 noon, it's Mani Surei, he starts working. So then he's not either. He's not either any easier. So in other words, so according to things which is the Rashi's Kashi doesn't even begin. Rashi says, Rashi's Kashi is why we have to resolve to Ach. Even without Ach, we could say that's comments. The answer is no, so be there. Will not be there. If he starts working immediately as well, will not be there anything. First of all, the lawyer doesn't take effect at least. And he didn't be himself that peaceful. So that time that he was busy with the deal comment, so he's not there. So that's why we have to resort to the extra Hebrew of Ach, but according to Rashi, it's from Rashi. According to Rashi, each of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the 15, so then it implies that not 1 minute of the 15 should have chametz in his possession. Because if the first moment of the 15 he has chametz in his possession, so he's already in there. And he sacrificed the Roy and so on. So without that, we could learn out that Tashbisu has to be on the 14th. So Tashbisu said, you are the Kayun Vishnu National Church, she has called us again, our Hashke, our Koho. He said, they knew a surely cold show. So, without that, I wouldn't know that I'd be so important. I would say the 15. But then he asked, how could it be the 15? The Torah says, she was only sharing what's in protection. Not 1 minute of the 15 should you have chametz in your possession. And if you start destroying the chametz at the beginning of the 15, so a few moments at least, you'll have it in your possession. You are only a human being, so it takes some time to collect the chametz and, you know, make the fire, to burn it. It cannot be done, you know, in infinitesimal of a second. So the answer is no. Without that, I would say that the demolition is reference to the 15. But what 15? Another 15, it is at the bottom of the 15, but at sunset. So you have to be telling the needs of the people in the interval between here and the economy. So then, by the time it is economy, so all the hundreds is useless, comes possession. She is. So what does he accomplish? Because that interval is not clear, it's not required. So monarchy, if it is subject, if it is the Abishmaid value, that it's part and parcel of the outgoing day, it's way. So again we say that Hashkisa is in the form. Instead of 12 o'clock, so it's Sunday. And if the Abishmaid is value, that the interval between Shri and Hashkisa belongs to the incoming day, that is higher. So then the question arises, so you see it already in the initial portion of the day of the 15th, and she was sharing the same lesson with her. So to the challenge. So we have to say, now I mentioned it many times, in this young man, it's a bit for she came human, violent, here is the subject of the Mashmoshes. Is not a regular subject. A regular subject is the subject of the song, let's say, Tumtum. I mention Tumtum, not on Vedas, because on Vedas might not be a regular subject either. So, Tumtum means that we don't know whether a certain person is a male or a female. So, Tumtum should be carbon in the suffer, Tumtum should be carbon in the table. Today, we perform such things as they perform sometimes. When it's covered, we cannot see whether he has male organs or female organs. So we perform an operation. So then, some babies, when the operation is performed, turn out to be males, and some babies, when the operation is performed, turn out to be females. So this is something that the song we did. Machine came. And it's not just so it's not whether how to be it's laying on the inside. Even the yoke could not be fired at all. That's what the Buddha says to do with that inside. That it's been something. Because being a shmoshes interval partakes of truth and practical phenomena. What is it? Turn is the interval between here sunset and Sisakhov. So at the sunset, so there is no real there. Try to read the mystery. I mean necessary. Good. But can still see certain things. This we cannot, because letters are very small. The big letters you probably could read. It's a big things. You could see at this instant until it becomes completely dead, disappeared. So, with the Mashmoshes interval, it's here the Chesha, which comes in the other. Now, the Torah says, by the call, Jim Maria Yehim, the Chesha for life. So, while it is constantly the Chesha, the Yehim is constantly by the fact of what? So what is it? Is day or is life? So it's both. It's an interfacial phenomenon day because there is still some daylight on the horizon. And you could say, but very, very inadequate, the daylight. Some is life or some interface. So when something partakes of ten textual concepts, so then holy day knows its true light. So why is it in that? I think the subject is not that it's grounded in some way. Even the yoga is in that. If the yoga comes and you invest in what it is, so we tell you, the Mishmash has a deep subject. I'm not saying that. It's the deep for you to say that. It's a deep subject. In the city of Vinagnaya, here. So what is for truth? So the chirai, that is enclosed, is kings. The more has been abided, Vinagnaya, what is enclosed through the Vinagnaya. There's the tenor. So, this is Shabbat. This is Hades. And what is between the finger is Dinah. So, Dinah 9 is up. Dinah says, so, the teacher says, what is Dinah 9 is up? It's Dinah 9 is up. It's not is up. It's only. And we know we don't say Dinah 9 is up. Because the face of still the tactical aspect. On one hand, it's like a game of things, it doesn't fool. On the other hand, it's like trying to, because it's not enclosed in the hollow of the face. You see? So when something takes still the tactical aspect, so it's neither one fully nor the other fully. So it's an insult. So, apparently, Rashi Shiki is also on that. Rashi Shiki here. Rashi Shiki here. So that's why Rashi says, in Kenyan Shkachas Tachach Olak, Ni Labach Ikolina Adalina Vishnina Shmoshes. So we ask Monashek, in Shmoshes, in Kira Yei, all his life. So Monashek, if it's Yei, so it's part of the 14. So again, it's the 14. Other 15, what's been a shmoshes? Not at but at sunset of the time. And even if what Shmai is gallows, the been a shmoshes interval is part of the incoming day, Lilo, so then the question arises. So he was either in the initial portion of the 15, the beginning of the night of the 15, and she was young, telling him that he was there. It's neither part of the outgoing day of the 14, nor is it part of the Vadai of the 15, but it is in some the Vadai is. Some melee, it wouldn't be inconsistent with the possible Shiva Seah of Monsignor. Because the Torah says Shiva Seah is a very confusing, it means not in 1 minute should you have possession of it. But 1 minute of that which is that 15. But this is subject 15. So then the Torah doesn't say that she has someone serving. Now in there is there's another eye. I don't know when I should go over this. There's another ayah from the Gemara in Shabbos that Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Ritzon Reb. I don't want to go over the Gemara, but you see the Sugya of the Nashmoshet from Dalek in the face. Sotik with Tumu Mikol. So Rashi says something, and Tesi says the Sotik Rashi. Maybe I went over the beginning of this month. So, and if we say that Rashi should be valued for, then we can answer Tesi's Kashi against Rashi. And that's one of the Dalek in the face. Three or two, one, so you look at that, I don't want to expect it, I think we have 20 minutes to go over here. All right. Dilabar, que tem um livro de Shinyash Mojit, a sua lei, a sua voz, a sua lei, chora e corre o chão. Vamos agora. Shmamno nigarava aqui de plat, Shmamno em biochome e tal de Israel e tem, o Shmamno é bem o lechal de Kiotes, o Shmamno... ולמדים אולי מוכה בואו תראה איך התכונן ושמור לנסוע שמענו לו ומנעת עדיין ללמוד לשני רגיון כפול אלו משום יוס על האב הגיון שמענו לו שפיר על היצירת יהודי גמר כמה יצאו חושו ומביוחמץ על הסרעיתה יאו כלום נעשה, יאו שעושה בכל דורוסטי עלי ליתן דיונטר, יגרענו לדבר אחר, יחרענו לקלוט ויש לכן ים. סינס חבקי ולרנד אאוט, דת, דת, ביו חומץ, אני בפורטים, נאט אני פיפטים, בקורס, אני בפיפטים, הדור איזושה, אז היצראי, יגריז ותרבדותי, דת ביו חומץ, ניזון ומסחייתי, if we say that biochomet can be any form of destruction, so why can't it be done on it? To throw it away into the yam? Into the yam? But the yam is not a rishis rabin, it's only carmelis. And with the raisa you are allowed to be made see to carry the carmelis, even though lamas. So it's a raya, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Yochomet can only be fulfilled how they say it. And then, Shmamino, they all the Chalitjotas, because the Torah is a special love, we see the Arish, the Chomet Tesech and the Ina Shabbos. So we have the Machleke between Rabbi Noshim and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says, Abor Lab Yotas. And Rabbi Noshim says, Abor Chalitjotas. So according to Rabbi Yaisi, we are accustomed to say there are 39 categories of melachos, amelachos. But that's because we don't pass for us. According to Rabbi Yaisi, there are not 39 categories of melachos, amelachos, but 38. Havore is not an amelach. And there is no chorus, no chizise, and the shade, there is no chatos. If somebody is mother, you're realizing on the mistake. I mean, and Shabbos was mother on Shabbos. So, you just a lot, like the Isar of Tchum. Isar of Tchum, the Rambam says, that it's an Isar of Raisa, and there is a few mouthers. If somebody walks with days over and days near, the time I'm not getting the Rabbana, the days near is near Raisa. Happens to say it, there's no chorus, there's no stile, it's a constant basis. So our body is analogous to Tchumya. The more than the basis is it. Because the Torah spelled out our body. But why do the Torah have to spell out our body? So there is a lab in the Seraph Adidas, the Sasekon Locha. So only the other Lochas are included. The answer is, this is not Rabbi. But Gnosis says it is not. So why does the Torah spell out Havore to tell us that if somebody is shaving, he will have any weapons, he'll light, he'll kindle fire, and he will cook, tell him out. So then, son of words, so he will be hired three hatos, as if he had committed three different things. Now, Rabbi Akiva says that Avore is not Moloche, so he declares that Rabbi Akiva is still in the case, and he agrees with almost with Halakas. Otherwise, he didn't call it Nadloch so detrastia i konservative kunst Nadloch und du wirst es am Dünner det sind sie selbst Radative det det hat nur in der Anhüte schon in die Zerung von Nefesh so die Reihe det it is in Nadloch it couldn't be Nadloch and it's special in Serb so then why? Because there is a special word love, is it our ish to inform you say, can we have Shabbos? So that love is mentioned in connection with Shabbos, it's not mentioned in connection with Yom Tov. Ja, loche, even in Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is never a word, applies only to August. But if there is a special insight, not always in loche, so it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Mele, Paulus, from the before, that was here, come to the Rambam Shittim, that more than the great meal, there is a lot of life in the war, and Shabbos, but I wanted to be my Israelites. But, we have come in Shnai's Leer, the talks of the Tuna Yonke, so that means that there is a Lisa of Tuna Yonke, Tuna Yonke, that's certain now, even more than the great meal. Ich meine nur ja am Ringen, heute die Frage um Zehre, die Tronane schon um Zehre. Na, was ist rasch? Ich meine nur nach der Leine, wenn ich mehr gönnt, und ich muss aber gönnt. Ich habe die Amerikaner in Kosovo und die Hochamets alle Schreife, die Jauntlöne Medizier. Die hat sich aus der Holdobos, die alle Elite und die Jonte, die Baren und die Brache, von den Klotten, die können ja an. Und ich meine, wir kommen, ich habe nur noch, ich stelle, ich habe nur noch, die Oma, Abo, alle Chalidot, die Tanja, die Rebe, und Abio, und so, ich habe nur noch, ich habe nur noch, ich habe nur noch, Michlolo, you brought the love of the Afro Losh in his baby, some of it. Of the love is everybody, but no sooner how to get to know his Abo, come show this walk to show you by Shabbos, in Chaya Lachas, you have Ladi to be Chula, you have Kola, you have Kola, but you have to like it well. My is Michel, you have Loch, I have no Latsmo. Have come Loch, is Chaya Latsmo. How many have you seen? Love at Loch, so if somebody will invite on Shabbos, because he will not know that it's also to invite on Shabbos, he'll cook on Shabbos, the same Shabbos, and because he doesn't know that it's also to cook on Shabbos, and he'll make light on Shabbos, because he doesn't know that it's also so he'll be higher, we have a seed that has been three different today. Now if I am a boy or a Jose or a Chol Bruch or a Bote in the Mashma and if I am a boy no, let's go to that and Shmanu I'm going to use it a boy or a Jose or a Shmanu or a Jose now let's just learn then we'll go down the Chalitjot Call the Avon Loche, and then the God of Mandom and Lavio says to you also, Yom Tefi, Mishem Loche, Leo, we are going to be here, we are going to be here, sorry, after that we didn't see how young Sass, Hoche, Mashem, Ibai, Habe, Tere. Taking the Iskas Abbas of Sela for us from it to learn the poem. The Mutachim Shomer, at the Bible, the word to the Mutachim in Dina and Ima. She told me that the Shomer, Abbas of the Sela to the Bahama of Dina and Iskas to the Kula, the whole Akos of the Mutla Achar, Shida Chod, the Ima Hakshis, the Roman, the Mahame, the Ima Rishim, the Ashina, the Ach, the Ima Rishim, the Ashina, Dina Abu Yichtav, the Hard Roshe. So, how do we know that the Dina Vishen is that the Bishchut is Chal Shoshalish? And and the vision that this is same for Teach and is to tell us element. Maybe Palim Ovishin for Teach is element. And Palim Ovishin that this is same for Teach is to tell us that this harsh resolution, how do we know? So he says in Stabre, in Hamid Yitzhida, the Niko Kede, Dashim, and Kulav, because they are all of the same pattern with these things. Mashenke, Bihim Abishbatu, same Batekan, is a different subject from the old guy. Does not deal with Niko Kede. Es hat es dann kommt es kalt und ich sag wo ich ja auch noch ich komme so ein Bock schon so mal was man sich das hat es hat Atom habe die Tom ich schaff mir ein hat sie ist Sposo in dem man schriebe haben ja da hat sie hat ich jetzt aber was Tom so ich hat viele wie am Ruhe zu die Macht in die kommt dann mit first and then the contest. Ich bin nach ihm die Ebbe, die Jacht der Pessach Kehmitam, in Skosche, die ich nann Hosson, Hosch ist mein Stippen Hatzide, entschuldig, that we cannot check in the confirming before 12:30, that's only the Rabbonon, but with the Reise 12, we can check. And because of the Rabbonon, the Gabel, the Tomich of the Nabayim, and since Philae is negative interview, so Minche, we cannot have with a clear with the Rabbonon before 12:30. Mashiach come Rachmone, Avodagem, Sulisi Sochomi, Kochabhaki Shochimi, the Amrinon, if the Tomish Harachim is a test of Rachom to the lab, the Kochabhaki Dashkom is a large possibly, the Shemish Rachomi, Svoro, Shemish Manshite, is a large possibly. So Pesach says that one should think from this knowledge it appears that if somebody will be naked to come Pesach at 5 p.m. and by that time all the Chomets is useless. But he was marking the Chomets at 3 p.m. At 3 p.m. that Mele he will be able to the love of the Sishra of the Chomets. Inasmuch as he kept Chomet in his possession till for 3 hours. Okay, it's not so. Because in order to be able to love and serve Chomet comes in free, then it depends upon the particular person. If that person was not in the confession at that time of the Akkodic had Chomet in his possession now. But since the Torah was Masbir Ashbaz, and the Torah was Mazir, so we should Pesach al Chomet, so it's in Stabea that the Azor of Ashbose is this mantra. The Rabbi Shmuel came and did the Tommy Rabbi Shmuel and after the Kwaachine, who became Gifte, Torich, the Rabbi Shmuel, 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 how in the Abim of Ishmael is in the Teichen, which is from Loch and Yosebe, and Yohamed is in the Shreike, so maybe he could not be legalized on the 15th, because he is on the 15th, so then he is thinking of himself in Loch, like Bernard. So he sees from Loch and Yosebe, after that the tree, sorry, he asked Yossi to call me, can Yossi meet there? He don't have the same control, that we all have to show that the calling in the Haki Lapas meet there. The Oadim Chomet, there in the bright city, you must forget between the Rebbe and the Rabbonon. As whether we say Shachit in the past, or we don't say Shachit. Now turn to the Gemara after that. Mm. von Rabban, in the middle of Chabodom and Beis. Tano, she is seeking to keep it all. Oy bikashi, oy bikashi, shokloy akar. Chodosh, if it's a new oven, you touch. Utah. Yosham, Utah. Now, look at that. It could be all letting it against the beginning, shuffling the whole thing. They are so very small, and has to supply them, hot water, to be growing, to be separate, hot the shooters. Shall be the necessary all you cannot, yes, avoid it. He cannot use it, because if he uses it, he has annoyed from the creepy oil, because it was made sturdy and to have a functioning potential through the hesed of the creepy oil. So if he uses it, he is in effect, he is in effect, he divided the benefit from the creepy oil, so he really cannot use it. It's been broken. You guys, your son, you son. Your son is a kind of old, it's an old, stove. So in other words, so it could be all just today once, but when it can function potential before we use the creepy oil as pure. So melee, by all you have to do is to cool it off, let it cool off, and then you'll have to heat it again with other fuel, not a cookie oil. Some may have been to be all right. Offer base of us. Suppose the oven that was heated, wood that was made with the suranoi, with creepy oil, so he makes pass in it. Is he allowed to eat the pass? We can say yes, and we can say no. We can say yes, he's allowed, because when he eats the pass, he doesn't have annoy from the creepy oil. The creepy oil just adapted the stove so that it should have, should become sturdy and strong, should have functioning potential. But the past is not just abundant. That's if we say yes. So that is the sheep of the Chacham. But Rebbe says, I pass a surah. Rebbe says, I pass a surah. I'm a pastor like Rebbe. Because Rebbe holds, Bachritzi mi pass. Since the stone acquire functioning potential to be stirred through the ole, because it was a new stove, so that was the first heating, so that made it sturdy. So maybe when he's the past, it's considered that he has an ole from the people, because yesh v'chaitzi he passed. Then, this law that we told you, it will happen. So when does Rebbe say that a pasa suro, when does Rebbe say a pasa suro, that is, if the pas was baked before the 18 turned into the holy, into cover. So that means when the pas was baked, the 18 was still there. They were not changed, you know. You are not as yet oxidized. Mashiach came. If first he let the 18 be turned into cold, and then once the 18 changed, became oxidized completely, and it turned into cold, so he put the dough into the oven. So what baked the dough? Not the creepy oil again. But the Yeholim of the Kripiyot, Yeholim is like Eitan, like Eitan. So in other words, he doesn't get annoyed from the Behem of Yisrael. He has annoyed from the Eitan, the Yeholim of Yisrael. So in Eilet, it's usually in the Kripiyot. Like this Rebbe say, Yesh Vachaytzi Mitach, that is only in the past was built on account of the Be'em of Israel. That is also about at a time that he put it over, so the 18 was still 18. They did not as yet turn into cold. But if at a time when he puts the dome to the open, so the 18 were already converted and changed into coal. So it's not the end of the Israel, but it's something else that affected the baking, the condition of the past, whatever it is. So melee, it's not, also we cannot say, yes, but now, here, Rabbi Akiva says, because this would not take place under 15, for the 15th is Yom Kippur, so it's Meloche, Havor, but Havor is Mitzvah, it's a different. And then, so it's here, it's not with Zera, it's a different. So this is a Sikashim, but it is with Zera, it can be with Zera. Suppose he burns the Chometz, and then the Eifer, the coal, he burns Chometz, he wants to use it to be Vashel meat. So, on the coal, he will be Vashel meat, or he'll bake pots. So then, he can move out, it's here, it's here. I hold out. I mean, so even not with the Ahodah, the Chim Sorin, the Yasi, the Holy, Hanosi, the Ter, to the Oma of the Holy Lord, that we always ensure that the Holy, the Akira Pasin, the Ter, we are in the Holy. So then he doesn't even have to be in that, so that was just a simple requirement, I said. He doesn't have to be in that, so he can have a name. Bound with the hole in this case because it's not a bear anymore. It's not a bear anymore. I hold out that she saw the earth, the holy man also knew it. You know my very good show that you are always be sure that you're holding in the happy or passing the bear. The Oadim. The Oadim comics. So in other words, in summer, we take comics. And he'll be rushing. So if you take Chometz, he'll burn it. So then the Geholim will be Mutabanoe. Because it's not the end. Only the end of the Chometz he was Mutabanoe. But the Geholim is not the end, so it's Mutabanoe. That's the reason why we say Yisrael got the Chometz by Hakarapasim. Because he had annoyed when he is the past, even according to Rebbe, he has annoyed not from the Chometz itself, not from the Oil itself, but from the Geholim of the Oil. So the same thing, if you have annoyed from the Geholim of the Chometz. So to be new there. What in Chometz? He heard it now in the culture, the Yassid, the Tanah, the Kerai. So why do we say that he cannot use it as fuel for the tunnel. And Monica, if he uses it as fuel, so then it's not the end of comments. So he uses the Geholim. He uses the Geholim. So that is the Geheimdrawer. So the question is, what I mean, the Eichelel, it's Mutter to burn the comments. And then the feeding dough, even though, so, even though it's Lochis also accepted from the fish, war der Zerich an der Gäste, ist his mother, some melee. Some melee, if you want to use the Geholim of the Hamid. Echter werden. So, mein Dien Zerich an der Gäste also. In der Lied ist vorhin, die Kodit hat Jesu, meine Geholim, hat sie in die Zorich und die Achlose. Hat sie in die Zorich und die Achlose. So, in der Welt, so, und so ist es halt wie so, it doesn't mean, halt wie so an der 15, if you use the Geholim and the Ikea for your cooking. Und so says, halt wie so, you burn it, even if you don't need to use the Geholim for cooking, or for anything, for anything. Im Name Kibin Mitzchilas Abor, in Jochel Enes Nen, auch auch das in der Engel, 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 that in der Engel, in der Engel, is not in the younger, even after this age when Macho had it is safe. So why should you be new there? Because of the Engel, because there is Machu Adon, he needs all the others, that is Shlomo. Shlomo? So, the first one is Machal. So, it's also, why? Because it is not correct. Shlomo is correct to be behind the nature of a God. But then, once it is correct, so we show from the way of the Zoko, so then, it's that. The whole is sad. But that's it.